This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank is with us, Frank Pacheco, and we're talking about heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. That's what HVAC stands for, H-V-A-C.
Yep.
Frank, where would you like to go? Would you like to talk about designing a system for a house, let's say a new house?
Well, I actually wouldn't mind staying a little bit more with the air conditioning since it's so hot over there. And since there are quite a number of things that I think our students will love, because, I mean, obviously I'm on the field and I go to a lot of these units every day. And there are certain things that I see and I say, oh, my God. Just going back to the filters, you have your own filters, you put your air out, but our students should know that if you do go out and buy a filter, that they will have arrows to point you to the right direction. What I find sometimes is even with those arrows, they're put upside down. And my feeling is that some people don't know the exact air movement of air in their furnace system, heating system. So in addition to that, I put an arrow on the outside, what we call the boot, that's part of the cold air coming down. It's usually one big humongous ductwork that comes to the bottom of the furnace, so that then I simply say match the filter with this arrow. Because it is important. The reason why is, again, it's cheapness on manufacturers. They will put a pleat in the part where the arrow points to, which has a bit more support against the fan. However, if you put it the other way around, guess what's going to happen to that filter material? It's going to go and be sucked into your fan blade, to your fan motor. And it does happen.
And then what happens? And then once that filter material gets chopped up by the fan and sprayed into the inside of the ductwork, then what happens?
And then it goes through the heat exchanger, and then it's going to find itself on what we call the air coil. The air coil is in front on top of your furnace, and which is what produces the coldness. You can usually tell by two pipes going in and a drain pipe coming in the bottom. And for those our students who are a little bit more, you know, forward in terms of doing things around the house, and I do it myself as part of my maintenance, I wish my other colleagues would do that. I have a mirror, inspection mirror, and I literally do a little cut in the bottom of that air coil and look inside there, because it's like the grills of your car when you don't clean them, the front part, like the radiator part, if you go through dirt, they are sometimes so clogged with all sorts of materials that have made themselves through the heat exchanger. So that's a nice little thing adventurous.
So what you're saying is that what used to be the filter is now chopped up into fine pieces. It adheres to the inside of the A coil. It's A-C-O-I-L. And that's like the radiator in your car.
Yep.
It would be clogging up the radiator. So even though your compressor's working fine, the outside unit's working fine, you can't move the air across the A coil because it's plugged up with the filter being chewed up.
So it's very important that arrow be pointing the way that it's supposed to be. The other thing that I find that people just don't realize it's out of sight, out of mind, is the condenser coil. That's the part outside. And it's so funny. I go into homes and says, where is the, your condenser coil? And they say, oh, it's over there. And I look, and I look. It's hidden amongst flowers and all sorts of things. They need to be clear so that air can circulate, very much like your fan for your freezer. But for some reason, people don't like, they don't like to see the actual condenser. That's the part of the air conditioner outside. Or some reason, it's out of mind, out of sight. And there's like grass and all sorts of things growing around it. That poor thing is suffering so much because the hot air that's removed inside the house is being put outside, and it needs to be removed. So,
yeah. So what Frank is saying is the outside unit, that box that you hear the big fan running on outside when your air conditioning system is on, that box needs to be breathing a lot mm-hmm. of free air. And if you've got ivy and pachysandra and trees and shrubs and flowers around it, it can't move the air. So your heating bill and your cooling bill will increase. Absolutely. And it's exactly mm-hmm. what I'm preventing by adding a fan, an auxiliary fan that was not part of the manufacturing design mm-hmm. for our chest freezers. I'm adding more air circulation so the unit runs more efficiently. And then, Frank, do you advise cleaning those the fins on the coils on the outside unit with a garden hose and water? Do you advise that?
Oh, man, great information. Whenever you're doing, even if whoever does the watering of the plants outside, don't be afraid to look at those coils. They will be very evident that they do need to be run down with water from your hose. And I usually start from the top down. And yes, for sure, because air is being sucked into those coils, and any debris that's up there around your garden will get stuck to them.
Yeah, and you start from the top, class, just like when you're washing your car.
Yeah.
You start at the roof because then the dirt runs down, and then you get the dirt to run down your car as you're washing down anyway. You keep washing the dirt that you just washed off the top as you go down. You keep washing that off. And the same thing with these coils. So I would make sure that, I hate to say it, but I sometimes wash them when the fan is running, and the reason, and I don't recommend that, but I do that so that, I do that so that it dries them and the water gets sprayed all over the coils.
Okay, I'm saying you don't recommend it, and I do have a lot of discussions about that. Those units are meant to be in water, so the fan that pushes the air totally sealed. So really, the compressor wiring is meant to be in water. So yeah, be careful, but I wouldn't say not to recommend it with a fan running. You're going to hear a lot of noise, but that's okay. It's not dangerous. They're meant to be in water. They're designed to be in water. So I personally myself have no hesitations in that part of things. The other thing that I find a lot is if you have dogs, somehow they love this condenser to be like the fire hydrant. So therefore, if you have animals that you love to be around the air condition, even though the coils are not dirty, do take the opportunity whenever you can to wash those coils down, because what will happen is those coils in the bottom will rust out because urine obviously is pretty acid. Huh? So it's an interesting with animals what they'll decide where to do their business.
Well, we have two outside units side by side, and the dogs like to go behind them because they're in the shade. They're shaded by the units, and they like to dig little depressions. And that's all really bad because the pad can start to sink where they dig their depressions to lie in the cool dirt. So what we've done is we've used a cattle panel, which is this heavy welded wire, so that air can circulate certainly through the cattle panels, mm-hmm. but it keeps the dogs away from the outside units. Because that dog hair, that mm-hmm. will clog up the units as well.
Yeah.
So the dust from, you know, digging the holes and the dog hair, it's so much better just putting a cattle panel around it and keeping them out of there.
You know, Vince, well, you talked a lot about cattle panels and being what I am in terms of English being my second. I didn't know what you were talking about. So I ended up Googling and said, why did this guy use cattle panels for this, cattle panels for that? It sounds like an amazing product to have around the house whenever you need it, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, they're like 16 feet long, about 50 inches high, mm-hmm. and they're a heavy gauge welded wire. They used to be about $13, now they're about close to $40 a piece. So we have about 50 of them here at our farm. So if we have a calf that we want to keep in a pen and we need to make a pen quickly, we can just take a few of those and mm-hmm. kind of tie them together with string or mm-hmm. baling twine or wire. And mm-hmm. they're really, really handy. You can make a chicken house out of them. You can make a greenhouse out of them.
I like the chicken house,
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
good.
They're really handy.
Yeah.
And you can reuse them hundreds of times.
Yeah.
So if you were going to build a house today,
mm-hmm.
do you have a go-to refrigerant that you like the best? Because, and can you talk about pressures? Can you talk about, you know, the newer ones and the higher pressures and what that really means to the owner of the equipment?
In terms of refrigeration, there's not much one can do about it. It's a manufacturer's decision what they use. Obviously, in the olden days, is refrigerant R22. Today is refrigerant 410. Much bigger pressures to deal with it. But see, that's a manufacturer kind of decision what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. As a matter of fact, I hear they're going to change to another refrigerant. So I have about, believe it or not, 5 to 10 different refrigerants that I have to deal with, because I also do commercial refrigeration systems, and this 404A, 502. Anyway, but to make a long story, going back to air conditions, you don't have much of a choice what refrigerant the manufacturer does for you. What you do have a choice is what style you're going to buy. And refrigeration, air conditions are rated into what they call the Sears number. The series stands for seasonal and energy efficient ratio, and it's tested to see. And my thing, okay, if you just needed air conditioning, now remember, I'm saying if you just need air conditioning, I would definitely get the best Sears that I could afford, and they can go up to 20. So the average used to be 10. Now it's about 13, so you can see 20. And what makes that more efficient? Well, the condenser coil outside is that much bigger. The fan is that much bigger to deal with that efficiency. But there's one thing right now, and it's all over, I believe, United States and Canada. Our government is giving rebates right, left, and center. If you install... And I hear the music, I'll come back.
Yeah, so what we're talking about is Sear, S-E-E-R.
Sear.
I'll be right back.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, I'm just delighted to be broadcasting with Frank Pacheco. We're talking about air conditioners and efficiency, and when we built our house here in Missouri, I looked at all different kinds, brands, models, sizes of whole house air conditioning units, and I decided on one brand that I thought was a little bit better than the others, and that was Lennox. I still believe that's the case. I still believe it's better. Frank may have some other information that, on that, but I bought an outside unit. It was actually their best one, and what happened was, there was a air conditioning homeowners convention in Springfield, Missouri. And there was a company who was demonstrating, and they had these units at their booth. So they bought the best ones that Lennox made, and then they had to get rid of them. So it was perfect for us. So we bought the display models at a very, very low price.
Yeah.
Now, they're 19 SEER. They're heat pumps.
19 SEER, wow.
They're huge. They're very... Yes. Well, this was 18 years ago. 18
so
years
imagine
ago.
So that
was as good as you could get back.
Wow, that was a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, they're like chest high. I mean, if you go out there and you stand next to it, they're like chest high. Now, the point that you made was that the big difference, or one of the big differences, is the amount of condenser radiation surface.
That's right.
How big is the outside unit coils? Because the bigger they are, the more area you have to dissipate the heat that they're trying to lose. Okay, so
that's right.
That's a great, great way to go. But here's the whole point of where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to buy it, it's painful. I mean, it's really painful to spend that extra money. But once you've spent that extra money,
yeah,
and you look at 18 years down the road and that thing still works where everybody else has replaced theirs at least once already?
Yes.
It was actually a less expensive way to go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Any comments on that?
Yeah, it's not one of those things. because there's so much involved in terms of energy and so on. So the greater the SEERs, S-E-E-R, which is the rated performance. And most sailors or manufacturers will put the SEERs rating on it. And it's like you say, 19 SEERs to 18 years ago, that's right now we've done it to 20, yeah. So that's a good buy. Yeah, Lennox is a great product. Not saying that there are not other products out there, but it's reading and learning and knowing these things. Like if you didn't know what the Sears rating, and a gentleman comes and sells you a product, and that it's only 13 Sears. Well, you're not buying a good product, huh?
Right.
Go on. Hello?
Yeah. Well, I'm agreeing with you. So,
yeah.
if you bought a 13 SEER, well, if you bought a 10 SEER in our first first house, a farm in Virginia had a 10 SEER. Original owner had a 10 SEER. I replaced it with a 13 SEER. So, it was 30% more efficient.
Yeah.
And it was much, much better. Mm-hmm. But 13 SEER is nowhere near as good as a 19 SEER.
No,
so
absolutely.
Roughly, a 19 SEER would use half the electricity of, roughly half, of what a 10 SEER would use.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, I wanted to go on. So that's if you're living in a place where all you need is air conditioning. However, if you live, like myself, in a place where I need air conditioning and heating, the latest for someone, and that's going to our student who wanted to know what I would install right now, and depending, of course, on the temperature, is what we call the hyperheat pumps. They are quite amazing. Our government up here has tested them out. They're actually giving rebates for us folks that want to change from your 10 SEERs or 13 SEERs air conditioning to what we call a hyperheat pump. Just so that the class and some of our students who are mechanics will probably understand, you probably know what a GR valve in the car is, and where it just kind of recirculates the fuel to get the most out of it. And so what
are you talking about, an EGR? Did you say EGR, exhaust gas recirculation?
Yes. In a car, I'm not very much a mechanic.
Okay, so
you come.
All right. Well, I'm having trouble, so please continue. And I'll let you know if I get back.
Yeah, no problem. So when we come back, I hear the music. We'll explain to you what
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California working to restore power to thousands of customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. It has since been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden set to visit Hawaii today. They'll meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people. The Carter family continuing to spend time side by side with the former president and first lady. Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, while his wife Rosalyn was recently diagnosed with dementia. A violent weekend in Milwaukee has left 24 people shot. Milwaukee police saying 24 people were shot between late Friday and Sunday night. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep, I'm just going to keep on going on, okay? So, class, I probably, with all the excitement in talking to all of you, sometimes I talk a bit faster than usual. However, I used to be a student, and I'd like to recommend that when the first time you listen to our show, just totally enjoy what we have to say. And then, with the great advantage of GCI, Genesis Communication, you can go back and re-listen to the program or to the class and acquire the write down all the information that we're talking about. I don't want to be very technical in explaining things because as a common student, there are just certain things that you should be aware of so that you don't get taken in by a salesman or another contractor that's trying to sell you what they say, the goods. Air conditioning, the shears. Be aware of that. There is a rating, and there's nothing wrong after you get a quote from a contractor to what he's going to install to say what, take the model number down, the manufacturer, and see what the Sears rating is on that unit. So that's like very straightforward information. Then you'll know that you're getting the value from it. I'm all into giving my customers value, and I want our students to receive value from a contractor. Now, when it comes to, as I said, the hyper heat pumps, it's the cat's meow these days. Our government here in Canada believes in them, and they're actually providing rebates. I, as a contractor, believe in them too. For the longest time, I couldn't figure out why our air conditions or heat pumps could remove heat from the air to maybe, let's say, minus 10 Fahrenheit. But with new technology, and I was saying to Vince, some of you are students who are mechanics who know what the EGR valve in a car is, and that is to recirculate all the vapor gas molecules that were not burned or not used on that first run to use it again. Well, the heat pumps, what we call hyper heat pumps, do almost exactly the same thing. There will be a passage where the compressor and the liquid refrigerant will remove from the air a certain amount of heat, but then it goes through another passage which will remove even more heat. So what happens is that this extra heat now allows a heat pump to remove heat from the air to about a minus 20. I mean, that is almost amazing what the amount of free heat you can get from a cold climate such as up here in Canada. So it's a win. Yes, they're a bit more expensive. There's no doubt about it. And that's one of the reasons why our government is providing rebates. However, you know, as we said, this is not the time, whether an air conditioner or a heat pump, that you should not splurge. It's worthwhile because you will get the benefit of savings from whatever you whatever that cost of that system is. So I'm one of those contractors that go to a lot of manufacturer seminars and things like that because I want to provide to my customers the best that I can. And it's to going through these seminars that you learn these things and you learn and so that you can then, you know, do a due diligence as I'm selling a product to my customer. So we looked at air conditions and we said that Sears number, S-E-E-R, don't be afraid to look at when you're buying your unit. When it comes to heat pumps, they have a different rating. They have what they call the COP, and that's the coefficient of performance. So that would be, if you're were going to invest in a heat pump, that's the thing that you would look for. What is the coefficient of performance of my heat pump? Now, in a very general way, the COP is this. They take a 1 watt of electricity and they say, how much am I getting back? So For example, if I put 1 watt of electricity, or 3 BTUs, which is 1 watt, and if I take 3 watts back, I'm actually gaining 2 watts for free. So I'm using 1 watt of electricity, but I'm getting back twice as much as I'm putting in. What better deal can you get than that? Hyperheat, but not just in any heat pump. You've got to look for what we call the hyperheat pump. In Canada, that's what we call them. The United States, they may go by a different name, but the COP factor, how far down will they remove heat from the air, will be two very important things that you should know and consider if you are going to buy a heat pump. Now, as Vince says, we had a student, and thank you for sending emails with the nice questions, because obviously I'm here and I really want to provide the best and the most information that I can to our students. I'm just so proud that Vince has invited me to be in front of the class every Monday. But so this gentleman.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Well,
it's,
I've been talking
so
to you like a madman.
That you are with us.
I've been talking to you like a madman.
You know, Frank, this is. I was talking with Sergey about Dr. Sergey yesterday when he came over to the farmhouse. And I mentioned to him that the neatest thing is that, of course, all of our instructors are volunteers. And they've all had a chance to go solo, whether they wanted to or not. And you just joined the faculty a few weeks ago. And here is your baptism by fire. So, yeah. I didn't do it on purpose, class. But this is the level of instruction.
You were testing me out if I was keeping.
Able to do this. No, I knew when we first talked that you were absolutely a great, great instructor. I knew this was going to be just like this. So all this did was verify that what I thought was true was absolutely true. But what you're saying about the coefficient of performance. So I guess the point is, if a person has an air conditioning system that quits, that person can make a few phone calls and say, hey, I'd like to get an estimate, I'd like another estimate. Mm-hmm. And then there could be three estimates that are different in terms of price. Mm-hmm. But they may also be different in terms of equipment. You know, one might be a lower SEER or a lower COP than the others. So it's really important that you understand what Frank is saying, because you could actually spend less and get more, or you could spend more and get less.
Absolutely.
So you really need to understand this. And also, are there rankings of brand names? For example, Carrier, Goodman, Bryant, York, Lennox. Are there classifications where there's a ranking where, generally speaking, they're good, better, best?
I don't want to burst anybody's bubble. Okay. Most units.
You mean like mine?
Sorry? Most units are done.
You mean like my bubble, where I think Lennox is pretty good?
Oh, but your bubble, Lennox bubble, anybody's bubble. But this is good information, okay? Because it is what it is. Most people, or most manufacturers, simply use third party, just like a car, third party products to make their units. Don't they? They'll put it all together, and they will obviously pick what they think is best for their units. So a Lennox high end like you, they would have gone and sourced the best motor, best compressor. But like a car, they use third party components. So what you need to kind of decide when you're picking which unit am I going to get, that Sears rating is very important. Any other manufacturer, because that's mandatory. You can't just say, oh, my air conditioner is going to be at 25 Sears. And they have to prove to the authority that unit is going to be 20 Sears. So you're protected right there. So the difference is someone comes along and says, I'll sell you this for, and it's a 10 shares or 13 shares instead of the 20 shares. That's why that's important. The same thing with the heat pump. Huh? So I hope that, and then of course you're going to look at which one you're going to go and how much it is. There's a secret for our students when they're picking a contractor. I think my contractors out there probably couldn't hate me, but hey, I love honesty. I like to be up front. The least expensive contractor that you get probably will not be the best one for you. There's a number of reasons why he was probably least expensive. He was probably not busy and just wanted some work. And so, therefore, he gave you a part, hopefully, that you would grab it and you would do the due diligence and install it for you. Now, doesn't mean if you do your due diligence and now that you're in with the information that you have that I've just given to you, doesn't mean he's going to be bad. It's just I'm saying, in a rule of thumb, someone that gives you a low ballpark in a quote, think about it. Do a little bit more research. Then there's the high-end person who will, sell you an arm and a leg, per se, as they say. Well, that person is just trying you out. He's so busy, he doesn't really care if he gets your job or not. It's one of those things, let's say $10,000 for this installation, and if you take it, you take it, and if not, well, I have lots of work. The middle guy, that's the one that you should look and be look forward to doing work with. He's not unbusy, like he has work, but on the other hand, he's there and he's the middle of the line cost. Again, do your due diligence. And it is what it is in terms of, but see, that's a nice rule of thumb. And don't be afraid to always get three quotes. It's kind of given now.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, I'm looking at the syllabus, and when Frank sent me the syllabus via email, I thought, this is a really lengthy syllabus. We're not going to get through it. As a matter of fact, if we started just reading the syllabus and didn't really get to the detail, we'd hardly get through reading the syllabus for today's class. Frank, but I want to share one thing with you, and it kind of ties many things that you've been saying in terms of quality and size. Well, when we sell tires, and there is a direct relationship here between tires and air conditioning systems. When we sell tires, we look at the actual net weight of the tire specific size. So there might be a Cooper brand, there might be a Kelly, there might be a BF Goodrich, there might be a Firestone, there might be a Michelin. What we do is we literally look at, for that exact size, comparing size for size for size, same size, what is the actual net weight of the tire? And the reason we look at the net weight is that tells us how much rubber, how much steel, how much everything is in the tire. And I'm not talking about shipping weight. I'm not talking about gross weight. I'm talking about net weight, the actual tire itself. So if I were buying an air conditioning system, I would certainly look at COP. I would look at SEER. And I would also look at the net weight of the actual units. And because that would kind of tell me how much copper, how much aluminum, how much steel, how much content is in the unit. So if I see one that weighs, let's say, 15% more than the others, it tells me that there's more material in it. So if I'm looking at a vacuum cleaner and it says new, lightweight, easiest to handle, lightest weight in its class, that tells me it's not going to last very long. It's not going to be very efficient. Is the same thing true in your world and when you look at air conditioning units?
Absolutely, Vince. You know, I love your comprehension of one thing to another. And that's, you know, I mean, obviously that's why you are what you are. And your show is so great for us who have discovered you, because you know so much of everything. And when what you've said is absolutely correct. I mean, something that weighs a little bit more, that means that the coils are going to be a bit thicker. That means it's mostly done substantially more than a cheap unit. And so, for sure, you know, one of the goodest examples that I always have is with dishwashers and how quiet they did try to think. And I just did one, I think we did the last class. Quietness, yes, but quietness to the point that you don't hear. I'm thinking, what kind of a pump do you have in this thing? I'm not saying that there are quiet units, but the reason why they're quiet is because of the shell and so on. So they're literally heavy. But if you can pick something up with, well, I don't want to say one arm, but the old saying, two out, one guy in, and you still have this thing of being quiet, then something is suffering there. So, Vince, you must be totally frustrated with the phone lines, eh?
Well, you know, I took a break during the last break and got some, topped off my coffee, came back, and I was thinking, maybe I'll have enough time to calm down before I call Brightspeed. Because we have been without being able to dial out for 6 months of the, you know, starting with January 1, 6 months, and they finally fixed it, and now it's broken. And let me play the dial tone for you.
Oh, my. But
that is our dial tone. So what's happening is our customers can't call us. They can't order beef. They can't call to reserve their campground. I can't call them.
I feel so sorry for you. But remember what Norm Shealy used to say, a good laugh is good for the soul. And you know how to do that perfectly. And you know something? I laugh at all my mistakes that I do because it's not used to it. So
Well, so you know, I just love the way that we've figured out in class that the weight of a product is really, really important. It brings me back to when I was designing computer systems for a bank, and AT&T had a new computer, and they brought it in to demo this new small computer that they had, a little Unix computer, not like a PC. And I looked at the salesman, and I said, are you kidding? Can you hear that disk drive? That disk drive is whining and whining. It's disruptive. And he said, no, see, that's really a feature. That lets you know it's working. I mean, that's like a bad bearing, right? And the washing machine or the dryer, thump, thump, thump. And the salesman says, no. That way you know it's working. That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
So, class, I think there... You're really going to have to do a lot of research on your own. And, Frank, do you find that many people in the appliance business, the ones who sell the appliances that you get to install, so the customer already has it, and they say, okay, I would love to have you install this, Frank. Have you found out that the appliance salespeople really don't know what they're doing?
100%. Well, I don't want to say 100%, but up there.
Yeah, like 99.
Because, because I used to sell appliances, we can go into a whole different category. But the music's starting again. Our syllabus is not a third done next week.
Yeah, let's continue all of this
for
next week.
There's so much more information.
Frank, I have received a number of emails about Frank. And the class loves you. They absolutely love you. You are a tremendous asset to USA Preparers.
Well,
and
thank
it's wonderful
you so much.
Having you
well,
as faculty.
It's great providing
life can be full of risks. One
thank
thing
you, so
you shouldn't
Tina.
Take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.